This is Theodore Kerr interviewing Frank Holiday at his studio in Brooklyn, New York on January 24th, 2017 for the Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, card number one. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
Let's start with, what is your first or your earliest memory?
My earliest memory is my grandmother Holiday's garden and looking at flowers in North Carolina. She had a beautiful garden. She was like old school. She had her garden and just, it was like a Garden of Eden. And dogwood trees.
Did you live with her?
No, but I spent a lot of time with her. Annie Robertson Holiday.
That's
amazing. She was my escape. She let me be who I am, and she really encouraged. You know, when I would sleep there, she would wake me up, and there would be certain flowers that would bloom at midnight, and she would wake me up and take me out in the dark and say, "Look, it's blooming." And, you know, it was in color and peonies, and I just remember it all being about purple ice. She was like very depression, and she was, you know, like poor. She was a seamstress, and her husband worked on the railroad. And so in order to, the treats that she would give us, she would put Kool-Aid in ice trays and wrap it, give us an ice cube. And then we would wrap a paper towel around it. I just remember the purple color being sucked into that and purple all over me. So that was my first memory, was really of her.
How old do you think you are in these memories?
I think I'm probably like three or four. I mean, I have vivid memories of her and that, because she died in 1964, so I was like seven. So it was about 3 or 4 years old.
Did she live far from where you live?
No, she lived like, maybe a mile away. My father came back from the war and built her a home, her and the father a home, and she made it her palace, and it was my escape.
What was your home life like?
My home life was, I grew up in suburbia, a new suburbia. My father was from the poor side. My mother was like Liz Taylor debutante, kind of, and they married and they moved to this new neighborhood. My father was back from the war. He was a self-made man, and so I grew up in the American dream, and, you know, a yellow house with a red door with nice plants out front, and inside was another story. I mean, it was, we were the deconstruction of the American dream. But we weren't poor. My father had a factory, and he was an industrialist, this very Eugene O'Neill, you know, like he was an industrialist coming back and gonna make it. And my mother was the beautiful Liz Taylor, you know, that was her model. She thought she was Liz Taylor.
Did your dad talk about the war?
He didn't talk about it that much. It was something, he was in the Signal Corps, so he wasn't in battle. His part, what he said is they would do decoys so that the Germans would think that they were going in a different direction. And so he was like blowing up fake tanks and making it look, and you know, so he was like, I think a captain or something. But he was very hardcore, stern, strong, and very aggressive.
Was he home a lot?
Was he home a lot?
Yeah.
Just at night. Yeah. No, he didn't. He stayed with us, but he was very, I mean, he had a different relationship with each of my siblings.